Let us begin. So this, the topic of the shiur is Chanukah and the building of the Mishkan. And what is the connection? So it sounds like a crazy title, but the truth is, you look in the halacha, it's there. And this is a question which bothered me throughout the years. So everyone knows famously, Chanukah and Purim are very different. Why is it different? Because Chanukah, you know, Purim, we know, it's a day of Mishkan V'Simcha, you're supposed to party, it's a Suda. And Chanukah, bottom line is Chanukah, the main celebration of Chanukah is basically Shkia time, where you light the menorah, and more so, in the morning in Shul, when you say Hallel Nahanisim. So really, and the main celebration of Chanukah is outside the arena of food. Outside the arena of food, which is very unique for any Jewish holiday, all right, as I would say, because usually Jewish holidays surround themselves with food. However, Chanukah, however,
with the absence thereof,
but these are all customs. However, the idea of sudos, parties, and Chanukah is a minhag. But if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, source number one, the Shulchan Aruch is in Simen Tefreshai, and Shulchan Aruch says like this: Ribu hasudos shemarbnem in sudos rishus. The sudas that we have on Chanukah is sudas rishus. There's no obligation to go ahead and have a party on Chanukah. Okay, why? Shelo kamo l'mishta v'simcha. Because when Chanukah was created by Chazal, it was not created for mishta and simcha, party and happiness. Okay, now I'll just mention, this is the shita of the Ashkenazim. Okay, however, the Rambam, the Gemara actually refers to Chanukah, as we'll see, Shemei Halal Vahoda, days of saying Halal Nal Nisim. The Gemara does not mention simcha. The Rambam definitely says the Yemei Simcha Vahalo. Okay, so according to the Rambam, there is some idea of simcha, and therefore people say, according to the Rambam, you should have certain meals. However, the Mechaber is very clear, the sudos we have and the parties that we have on Chan Purim, as we're all, I'm sure, going to have some Chanukah Mesibot, is all Rishus, it's not an obligation. Not an obligation. However, the Ramah goes on, Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim, She'yesh K'sas Mitzvah Ribu Yasudos. There is a small mitzvah of having a lot of sudos, a lot of parties. Why? Mishum De'osn Hayomim, because in those days, Hayechanukas HaMizbeach, there was the Chanukas HaMizbeach. Now, what does it mean, the Chanukah HaMizbeach? So by the way, so first of all, the question really is, okay, like, what do I care whether or not the Sudas Mitzvah or not, okay? Everyone likes a party, and it's a good time to get together. So what's wrong? So the Ola Shabbos says there are certain people who only like to take off time and be nana from a Sudas Mitzvah. So if there's some chiv, they have a Suda, it's a Sudas Mitzvah, and therefore it's a nice thing to go to. However, the Ramat, the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a ksas mitzvah in Ruvah Sudos. Why? Because in those days there was a Chanukah HaMizbeach. Now, what does that mean? He quotes Rabbi Yoel Prague. What does it mean that there was a Chanukah HaMizbeach? That's the question. All right. So what I want to do is go to source number three, the Dark Emotion, the Torah. And here in the Dark Emotion, the Torah, that's the Ramah, quotes Rabbi Yoel Prague, and he quotes the Mordechai. He says, he quotes the Megillas Tainus, which was written by the Chachmei Chazal, that they were koveya it because of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, dedicating the Mizbeach. So the Mordechai, the Medrash says the same thing, and the Mordechai says, I don't understand, what do you mean? Gemara says the reason why Chanukah is a holiday is not because dedicating the Mizbeach. Why is Chanukah a holiday? How come? Why? Why? No?
Because they want a war.
They want a war. That's the reason why they want a war. That's certainly from the point of Al Nisim and Erisalalu. The Gemara, maybe there's a miracle to happen with the menorah and the base of Mikdash also, but it's nothing to do with rededicating the Mizbeach. So what are Chazal speaking about that they rededicate because the Chanukah is Mizbeach? So the Ramah goes on, he says that there's two things. Halal Vahodah. The idea that we say Halal on Chanukah, we say Al Nisim, that's because of the miracle that happened. However, he says that the Rambam goes on, and he says that the simcha of a mishnah, he says that's because of the Chanukah HaMizbeach, and he says the same thing as mashma from Perish Rashi. All right, again, I'm not sure how that's. So I'm not going to get into that right now, and that's why we're knowing the mishnah v'simcha because of Chanukah HaMizbeach.
Do we see any other cases where mishnah v'simcha connected to Chanukah HaMizbeach?
Well, whatever. I mean, I don't know if we see, but there's certainly Medrash Chazal. We have to, maybe we'll try to explain that in the Shir why Mishnah Besimcha connects to the Mizbeach. I want to mention one thing that's very important on the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam finishes off and says, and therefore, in order to make sure, he says, there's certain people who hold this Rishus, and therefore, in order to make sure that Zimzunas Mitzvah is very important at a Hanukkah party, to sing Jewish songs and to go ahead and to be marben shvachos praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says. I want you to know that every year I attend usually at least two Hanukkah parties. Okay, one Hanukkah party is my mother-in-law's wider family Hanukkah party, which in general you should know, the family in general you should know is a very Haredi family. All right. And I'm the one who every year I start singing songs. Because I say, why? I'm not such a singer. I actually am. But I say, why? Because you have to have Mizmorim, Shvachas Takarish Baruch. I sing. And also we have a smaller Abramov party, which I also sing songs at. So if you're going to go attend the Hanukkah party, I want you to know, you should make sure they sing some songs. Alam Nisim, whatever. Because that's what makes it, according to all the Shitas and the Sudas Mitzvah, and sort of puts your focus in the right place. Okay. Now, so let's look and let's see what the Medrash actually says. The Medrash is fascinating. So look at source number two, the Bir Hagra. Okay? So if you look at the second line, Simon Tafrei Shayin, the Bir Hagra quotes the Psiktosa, one of the Chachmei Chazal. And look at the third line, actually. Amar Rabbi Chanina, B'chofei B'klislei B'nigmra Melechas HaMishkan. What happened on 25th of Kislev, everybody? What happened?
They finished the work.
They finished the work in the Mishkan. Va'asa mekupo. And what did they do with it from 25th of Kislev? What's asa mekupo mean? It was all folded up. Asa mekupo la'recha benisan. He says, and then biyom chodesh Mishkan mechel chodesh tochem as a Mishkan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What happened? He says they put the Mishkan up. So B'ha Yisrael malam limal Moshe, and Yisrael was complaining against Moshe. He says, "Hachlan Moshe is waiting so many months. Teve Shvat Ador lamaluka miyad Shem Adofi Irabo. Maybe something wrong happened with the building of Mishkan by Kadosh Baruch Hu Chashav La'achad Simchas of Mishkan." So he says, "What's the answer? Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Mishkan to go up on the 25th of Kis, on the month that Yitzchak was born." Right? So therefore, and then Chazal bring a raya, how do we know Yosef was born on Chodesh Nisan? So the answer is because when Malachim came and told Avram, you have a baby in a year, and Avram wanted the ugos to be made, ugos were not cookies of cherries inside, ugos were matzah. So okay, fine, that's a Chazal feel. Alright? That's not relevant to us. But Amrali says, Umayata, so now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited, that what? What did he wait for? For Chodesh Nisan, that means Chodesh Kislev lost out on what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I will pay back. I will go ahead and I will pay back the Chodesh Kislev of what? Of a holiday? And that holiday will be what? What will it be called? It'll be called Hanukkah. So let me ask you a question. I don't understand something. I don't understand the whole thing. So, fine. Okay, it's a very nice medrash. But what does that got to do with the Chanukah Mizbeach? The Chanukah Mizbeach, when did it happen? When did it happen? It happened in Nisan. In Nisan. So, Chodesh Baruch Hu wanted to pay back. So, say because of Hanukkah. Why are we having parties because of Hanukkah? So, what? The Mizbeach. Chanukah Mizbeach did not happen. When did it happen? It didn't happen? Chanukah time. So, why are we doing that? Okay, that's a question I thought about.
It should have been Hanukkah time, according to
it. It should have been, but it wasn't. So let's say, for example, okay, you know, I know a story about it's a tragic story about a certain person that went ahead and unfortunately was supposed to get married, and then their father died. Her father died like 4 days before the wedding. Okay, she was in Shiva during the wedding. So they pushed. They got off married right after Shiva, right? Okay. When's their anniversary?
The day they got married.
Right? They got married. You don't say we were supposed to get married that day, right? Okay, very nice. It was supposed to have been. We have to understand what this means. But you know what? This is not the biggest kash in the world. Why isn't the biggest kash in the world? He says, first of all, if you look at the Bach, number one, the Bach says, as far as halacha is concerned, okay, he says, you definitely should have parties in the Hanukkah. Forget about the fact that it's Rishus, okay? I feel bad for all the Litvaks in the world. The Bach says you definitely should have some parties in Hanukkah. Why? Because the bottom line is like this. People have parties in Hanukkah, okay? You ever go to a party on Hanukkah? Mm-hmm. I go to party in Hanukkah. You go to party in Hanukkah?
Sure.
You have a party in Hanukkah affair? You have a party in Hanukkah? You have Hanukkah parties? You don't. Okay. Michael's listening. He says, okay, in general, the Olam has parties, and therefore, if you become part of the Minog, they have parties. It's very interesting that there's a song, which actually, we don't know where it came from, for Shabbos Hanukkah, okay? And if you look, well, yeah. So its origin is questionable, but it definitely was. Why? Because one of the lines in the song is we'll spend the whole day of Shabbos Hanukkah in the house of wine. Okay, which sounds just out of our orbit. It sounds crazy, but the Hanukkah parties definitely become part of most of the celebration. Therefore, the Bach says, even in this time, that's it.
Why doesn't the shul have
one? Just a second. See, wait a minute. It says, okay, later, all right? See, he says like this. Kvar nogu bo doli hador ha-kabonin u-marshal kasav gam keim de-maram-ramamash in mei simcha hein. That these are yemei simcha. And this is what the Mordechai writes, ba-ayim maram har-gimel ha-gimel. Okay? He says that v'chanukah you should have simcha ha-mishta. And the same thing from the Rambam. Okay, he says, and then one sheet that says, if you get Alanisim, you should go back. We don't mask it that way. But it's a good idea to have parties in Hanukkah. Great to have parties in Hanukkah. Now, so source number five, the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Okay, so fine. This is a very nice midrashim. Okay, so we want to have a party, so we go ahead, we base it on the Chanukah Mizbeach. Okay, it's not the end of the world. Okay, let's say we're wrong. There's nothing wrong having a party. But what really is strange is the halacha in Siman Tav Resh Pei Daled. Because usually in every chag, we read something relevant to the chag. Pesach, we read Tiyas Mitzrayim, the seventh day Pesach, Shira Sayam, Shavuos, we read a Matan Torah, Sukkos, we read the Parash of Sukkos, okay, Shavuos, Torah, the Shaili, Yom Kippur, we read the Avoda, the Rosh Hashanah, the second day, we read about Akedah Yitzchak, which is, in a certain sense, is very relevant. The first day, you could give a drasha why you read about Yitzchak being born. Chazal say something about it. But it's usually relevant. Okay, Purim, we read Megillah, and we read Parshas Zachar, we read Vayom HaMolek, very relevant. Problem is that there's almost nothing in the Torah that connects to Hanukkah. So what do we read? Yes. So look, we look Korbanos and Asiyim Shemparshas Naso. We read the Korbanos and Asiyim Parshas Naso. Shlobos Hoyom. We read Parshas Naso. How the Asiyim brought every day a different day. They brought Korbanos to go ahead and to dedicate the Mizbeach. So you look at the Levush. What does he say? Levush says V'korim Parshas Naso Siman Tov Resh Pei Daled Shloshim B'Zib Hoyom V'Tam. Why? We have received a certain tradition. That since the Melech the Mishkan was finished on the way to the Kislev, he says, and since the Nes of Chanukah was in that day, who kemo Chanukas Hamigid Gidash Mechadash La'achdim Me'avonim Domin La'adadi. So he says, so since they finished the Melechus HaMishkan plant of the Kislev, and the miracle of Hanukkah, they renewed, they basically rededicated the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. It's very similar. And it turns out that it happened to be Hashkacha. That day they renewed the Mishkan was the same day. So this is the second. V'havi lei me'ena ma'ora. And it's like it was Matim for that day. And even though the Nesiim were not machmir the Korbanos Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the bottom line is that he says the bottom line came and she'elu Korbanos Lachanus the Mishkan Habishat Meina Maora, but since the Korbanos were for Chanus the Mishkan, so it's very similar to the Chanukas Hamikdash time of Hanukkah. Okay, which, in other words, so what Levush is saying, which is not so hard to understand, we'll try to explain it more. It's very simple. We're trying to find something in the Torah. The Chanukah HaMishkan was about renewing the Mishkan, and since in Hanukkah we renewed the Beis HaMikdash, they're very similar. Okay, fine, I can handle that. It's my renewal. But look at the Pri Chadash.
What's the renewal of the Mishkan? First time.
The first time in Chanukah, the dedication. Okay, sorry, you're right. The dedication of the Mishkan, you're right. So he says, so also, when they renewed, they rededicated the Mikdash. And by Chanukah, it was very similar. And there, you know, and therefore, whatever the idea the Korbanos were then, the same idea comes out when? Okay.
And that's more important than the establishment of the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni in the first
place. Well, just a second. Hold on. We'll try to explain that. But let's hold off, okay? In source number 7, the Pri Chadash. So what does he say? The Pri Chadash says that what he says, I think, what he's saying is that it's much clearer to me. What's much clearer? He says that he quotes the fact that the Melech HaMishkan was finished on the 25th of Kislev. Right? And that requires explanation. What does that got to do with Chanukah? They didn't do anything. Why were we in the Karbanos? Because the Melech HaMishkan was finished running through the Kislev. And if you want to go ahead and speak about the fact that Chanukah is very similar to the Chanukah of Mishkan, but the Pri Chadash gives a second answer. The second answer, what does he say in the second answer? It's because they renewed, they rededicated the Mikdash Mizbech in the time of the Chashmonaim. Which means the first answer is not connected. According to the first answer, it's because they should have gone ahead and rededicated the Mizbech in the time of the Mishkan, dedicated the time of the Mishkan, and they didn't. So why don't we go ahead and why would we have to, why would we have to go ahead and why would we have to read the Kriya because they should have dedicated the Mizbeach at the time in the Mishkan when we finished 25th of Kislev. And just to say, it's not just the Pri Chadash and Achron, even the Tosfos Rosh is the same thing. Look at source number 9, Tosfos Rosh, Masechet Megillah, the Chlamen Aleph and the Aleph, the Chof Hei, the Chanukah, the Nesiim, Reb Shmaya says, Bishum the Mechof Hei, the Kislev, Hayuroi HaMishkan Lohakim. Okay? The 25th of Kislev, the Mishkan was supposed to be put up. However, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, wait and keep it full on the 1st of Nisan, he says, and therefore, since it should have been put up on 25th of Kislev, and the Chanukah should have been then, we read the Korbanos and the Nesiim on the 25th of Kislev and onward. Which, again, as I said, I don't necessarily understand, and I'll point something else out. Okay? There's a custom that in Chodesh Nisan, people read the Korbanos and Nesiim. If you ever daven in Chassidish Shtibol from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I did this once, I got up late and I daven by the Shtibol Chabet, they pull a Sefer Torah right after davening, and they read from that day. They read, and how many days they do it for?
12 days.
12 days. Okay? Why? Because it's 12 days. So if you're going to tell me we should go ahead and we should read, because it should have been then, right? We should read for 12 days, not for 8 days. Okay? So I want to point out, Rashi, by the way, does say that since the Chanukah HaMizbeach was similar to the time of Chanukah, similar to the Chanukah HaMishkan, so we read it then. Fine. It's a similar idea and we should learn similar ideas. But the Tos Rosh, the Pri Chadash, seem to blind. No. Since the Chanukah HaMizbeach should have been then, we read about it now also. What does that have to do with anything? So here we have, and the truth is that the Shibboleth says the same thing. So I was thinking, and it always bothered me. And this year, I finally understood it. Okay, I was looking at Aruch HaShulchan, and I don't know, something sort of clicked in my brain, and I finally understood it. In order to understand, we have to look at source number 11. Source number 11 is the famous Gemara Masechet Shabbos that the Gemara asks, what was Chanukah all about? So my Chanukah. The rabbis learned that the 25th of Kislev, days of Chanukah, there are 8 days. You should not have a hesped, you should not fast. Because when the Yevonim came to Heichel, they made all the oils impure. And when the Malchus Beis Chavashmanai were victorious, they checked, they only found one pitcher of oil that had the chosim of the Kohen Gadol, and all they had was to light what?
One
candle? And a miracle happened, one day, and a miracle happened, lasted for 8 days, that was the story, and then it says at the very end of the Gemara, Lashana Acheres, in a different year, they made it into a holiday. And the Mefarshim asks, why did they wait another year? So the Ben Yoyada has a fascinating idea. Ben Yoyada says, you know, when we have a holiday, and we'll point this out, we have a holiday, so it's not just that we're going ahead and trying to remember what happened. Anniversary, you know, of a wedding. So we spend time together. Husband and wife spend time together because, you know, you know, it's a day that's marked, you know, to appreciate each other, right? But when there is an anniversary of something that happened in Yadus, like Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there's something special about the day. And there's something special about the day that there's a certain opportunity, and you can relive, re-experience, and be influenced again from that day. And, you know, if a person decides a month after Pesach, I'm going to try to experience Cheiros, that's very nice. But you know what? You missed an opportunity. And just Yom Kippur, I mean, you can do tshuva all year. But there's something about the spirit of Yom Kippur. So the Chazal were actually concerned, how can we make a new holiday? Because it's a problem to make a new holiday. A year later, they felt something in the air. There was something there. Chazal were very sensitive. They were able to feel special things. You know what? We feel something. There's some sort of this horrorous awakening. Menyada says this. And therefore, we have to make a holiday. In other words, what Chanukah comes, we have to re-experience and learn and understand and be influenced what Chanukah is about. It's not just about... And that's why you should know, one of my pet peeves is everyone focuses so much on the menorah. But the essence of Chanukah is Hal and Al Nisim. That's the essence of Chanukah. And you know, when they were asking me, should we daven 6 o'clock or 6:15? One of the reasons I decided to daven 6 o'clock, even though it's going to be before Nates, was because I want, at least if people want to, they should spend a little time in Hallel. Instead of 3 minutes, 4 minutes, I'm just kidding, I'm not sure how long it's going to take, they can sing one or two songs and not be nervous. Because Hallel is really, and Al Nisim is the Iker of Hanukkah. Okay? That's another shir. I think it's on YU Torah if you want to listen to it. All right? That's another shir. So now, what's the idea? You see, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and said, you know, I want you to wait until the first of Nisan because of the birth of Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the reasons. But because it should have been put up on the 25th of Kislev, the 25th of Kislev already had a certain thesaurus for understanding what a Mizbeach is about, understanding what a Mishkan is about. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to pay back HaKadosh Kislev. But Kislev is not a person, not sensitive. What he's saying is those days, some of those days already had a special Isaurus, a special awakening. And the fact that I couldn't put up, we didn't put up the Mishkan for a very good reason, meant that these days, we couldn't take advantage of these days anymore. Because you can't stop and just do something. Chris Baruch says, don't worry. I in the future will make sure that these days become special in order that people will take advantage and jump at the opportunity for these days. Okay, now, you look at me and say, I'm crazy. What are you talking about? So in source number 12 is the Beis HaLevi. I mentioned this Beis HaLevi a number of times. And this Beis HaLevi...
This is a few weeks.
Yeah, this Beis HaLevi is very important. And the Beis HaLevi says like this. We think, okay, we think that we go ahead and we eat matzah because God took us out of Mitzrayim. Okay? Now, that's not true. You know why we eat matzah on Pesach? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to. And we put on tefillin, you know why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected it to the whole idea of Mitzrayim. But we go ahead and we go ahead and we eat the matzah. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to. And that's why you should just know that we should just know, and that's actually saying in the Halach Ma'anya, right? Halach Ma'anya da chulah sam bar de Mitzrayim. We didn't matzah Mitzrayim. We ate matzah when? We left Mitzrayim. This is no. The day we left Mitzrayim, we ate matzah. There's different shot we give on that. Why? Because we didn't leave Mitzrayim yet. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to. There's something very special with the matzah. And the Beis HaLevi says, and that's why when the Russia comes in and says, what's going on here? You're eating matzah? It doesn't make sense. Why? Because of Mitzrayim. We had matzah Mitzrayim. He says, no. He says, no. We eat matzah because God told us to. That's the bottom line reason. Okay, we take a little bit of Esther because God told us to. He says, God told us to. Yes, there are reasons. But the only reason is because God told us to. He says, and that's how he explained, okay, the Chazal, which is hard to explain, but that Avraham Avinu and all the Avos kept the whole Torah Kula, called Torah Kula. Okay, there's a machlokes, what's that mean? Let me look at the call Torah Kula. They ate matzah. That's what we said at the beginning. That how do we know Yitzchak was born in Chodesh Nisan? How do we know? Because the Malachim came a year before Yitzchak was born, and Avram said, make matzahs. It must have been Pesach, right? He says, so now, So that's when Yitzchak was born. That's when Yitzchak was born. So what do you mean they ate matzahs? The Jews didn't leave Mitzrayim. No. He says, the Jews left Mitzrayim, you know why? Because God said to eat matzahs, and God said to the Jews, what do you eat matzahs? Because those days are very special. So he says, if you look at the very end of source number 12, I'm not going to read the whole paragraph. I leave it for you for homework to do. And he says like this, the second paragraph here. He says, right? He said, you explained us the reason, so why do you call it chukah? Because you have to stand every mitzvah is a chukah. Why? Because every mitzvah, there's a reason. Why do you do it? Because God told us to it. God told us that's above Nisni Matzahs. Yeah, of course next year is Mitzrayim, but it's because that day is miyuah for that. So we had a problem. The 25th of Kislev is miyuah for a Chanukah and Mizbeach to re-experience every year. Because God decided for His reasons that are beyond us that it should be pushed off to Chodesh Nisan. But what about the Tesoros of those days? So God said, don't worry. Because we couldn't stop and just do it. It would be hard about something there. I'll give you a time to make it up. Okay? And that's why we read it, and that's why there's a party. Okay, so now. So that's very nice. So now that we understand that, what's the point of the party? Is to re-understand the influence about Chanukah Shem Mizbeach. What's the point of Chanukah Shem Mizbeach? What do you learn from there? You learn many things. One thing I'll just tell you is that what's the point of Mizbeach? What do you learn from Mizbeach? The idea of sacrifice. What is sacrifice about?
Get close to the
Shem. Okay, I'll get to that. That'll be the second answer, okay?
To give of yourself.
So, okay. It's not so hard to sacrifice yourself. That's what you sacrifice yourself, okay? But I'll tell you what's even more difficult. I heard this idea from my mother, Zacharna Levracha, Rabbi Zinal Soloveitchik. I mentioned it a number of times. And at least here in the shul, when I mention it, so everyone respects and enjoys hearing it. In other places, people say, wow, he's quoting his mother. There's a Gemara in the end of Masechas Gittin that says like this. A person who's Megarish Ishto Rishona, which means, again, it's not necessarily typical of every single marriage, but sometimes the Mizbeach is married the most. The Mizbeach cries. So the question is, why does the Mizbeach cry? Because the idea of the Mizbeach is that you can't always have it the way you want it to be. And you have to go ahead, especially live with somebody, to mevater on something. The example I like to give is, it's not so common in Israel, but in the Chutz La'aretz it's very common. So you're going to bed at night. Is the window a little open? Or is the window totally closed, okay? That's the example, okay? Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's not really a big deal, okay? But in Chutz La'aretz, yes, the window, so what do you have to do? Someone has to do what? Has to move out there. And there are other things that go on. You know, exactly what you eat, and how you eat, and how you live your life. My mother said to me, the Mizbeach symbolizes sacrifice. And sacrifice is saying, okay, I'm going to give up, all right? She's, you know, it's a lot easier to not eat on a fast day than to come to a celebration and eat and know when to say, I've had enough and now it's time to focus on other things. You come to a party and there's great food on the table, okay? You know, there's latkes and there's sufganiyot and there are tons of salad for the health people around us, right? And good drinks.
Chicken wings.
And you know, and what?
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings, and I was going to say actually, a pair of ice cream, you have chicken, all right?
Scones and tea.
Scones and tea. Or some shots of whiskey, right? All right? All these things, right? The idea of Mizbeach is to know when to stop for a second and say, you know what? Right now I have to sing Shiras HaShishbachos. Right now I got to focus on the crowd that's here. That's quite difficult. That's the idea of Mizbeach. And that's what we have to realize in Hanukkah. And I have to tell you that again, if you think about it, you know, when we talk about Greek culture, everyone thinks Greek culture is the worst thing that hit the earth. Okay? Kuntzman Fall Hirsch says it wasn't actually. Kuntzman Fall Hirsch says there are a lot of positive aspects of Greek culture. As a matter of fact, you know some history. When between the time of Alexander the Great and the time of Antiochus, a lot of years passed. And there weren't that many problems at the beginning. Okay? It's only when certain Jews decided to go ahead and to take advantage and try to use Greek culture to their advantage and to sort of overstep their bounds and overindulge, and because of that they tried to make certain changes, that's when the problems began. For a while, the Greeks and the Jews got along very well. Okay? I can't say it was perfect. They got along very well. What?
Shimon
Tzadik. But even afterwards, we didn't see, I don't have the years in front of me, but we didn't see, I think it was over 100 years, or close to 100 years. I don't have the dates on my head, but it was a long time. What happened? Jews started to overindulge. And the idea of Mizbeach is, no, when you have something which you enjoy, enjoyment makes you feel good, you have to know when to say, in Yiddish, Genug, in Hebrew, must speak, and in English, enough, and I'm not sure you say it in Greek, all right? So the idea of Mizbeach is to understand, you know, it says, you don't have to have 10 latkes, you can have 8 latkes. And by the way, that's something that adults struggle with. I'm actually pretty good. I won't eat sufganiyot. For me, latkes is very challenging, I gotta tell you. Okay? Very challenging latkes. But that's... That
fried. You
don't
have fried food,
right? Latkes is a mitzvah, what can I tell you? Okay? Okay? But I'm just saying, but that's the idea of Mizbeach. And that's what we have to re-experience, to know when to say enough. That's the idea of Mizbeach. That's what we have to think, and that's why having a party... But I want to finish off with Simcha's idea, which is here the Sfas Emes. The point of a korban is that you're close to Hashem. You're close to Hashem. What does the word korban mean? A karev. In this week's parasha, it's parasha Vayeshev, a beautiful Sfas Emes. So it says about Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik descended against his will into the pit of Tuma. What does that mean? He was by himself. He had at his fingertips for a number of years anything he wanted. Some years he was in jail. Or he could have gotten certain things that he wanted. And he still remained Yosef HaTzadik. I asked my students, what would you compare Mitzrayim to today? They told me Thailand. I'm not sure if they're correct. Going to live in Thailand when no one knows who you are. All right? So he says, how did Yosef stay religious? How did he stay? So if you read this week's parsha, Parsha Vayeshev, you'll see the word Vayehi comes up very often. Okay? Right. Now Vayehi in general, Vayehi Bimei, is actually, sometimes it could be Lashon Tsar. Right. But Vayehi means that, why? Because things stay the way they are. For Yosef staying the way he was, that was a mildly, he didn't change. So that's what the Sfas Emes says, Parsha Vayeshev. He says, Shalokibelshino from all these places. The Yosef Boyam Mitzrayim, he was the same person. And why? Because it says, Vayhi, he says, because what's the idea? He says, Vayhi Hashem is Yosef. That he saw that Hashem was with him all the time, as opposed to his brothers. He saw. How did he see Hashem all the time? So Sfas Emes says, because he saw himself as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever he was a shliach. He wasn't a Lubavitcher. He was a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever he was. So he could have been bitter. What am I doing by Beis Potiphar? What am I doing in jail? And yes, he could have been bitter about the fact that he was in Beis Paro. It's not a lot of fun to be in the house of Paro if you're a Jew, the son of Yaakov. And that bitterness could cause somebody to react in a very negative manner. But Yosef HaTzadik saw himself shliach v'kadosh baruch hu. You know, when you're giving him his beach, a korban shliach v'kadosh baruch hu. So you could suggest the same idea that Chanukah comes and tells us we're shliach v'kadosh baruch hu. All right? You know, sometimes on Chanukah you light the menorah, you bring light to the darkness. That's another story. Sometimes a lot of darkness. How do you bring light to the darkness? You see yourself as Shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point of the parties in Chanukah. It's because these days are special days from the days of the Binyan HaMishkan that somehow or another was no holiday connected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it will be a holiday because we can't lose what opportunity these days can give us. This is Chafei Kislev, there's a Hanukkah. This is why we have a party.